The Lux Hour of Romance and Mystery. Lever Brothers Company, makers of Lux Toilet Soap, the complexion care that can give you refreshing new beauty, presents for your entertainment an hour of romance and mystery. The Lux Radio Theater will be with us again in September. During the month of June, we are bringing you romantic love stories of today and yesterday, and also an absorbing drama of people who walk the Great White Way. It's an hour of exciting romance and thrilling mystery. Here's your Hollywood reporter, Libby Collins.
Reporting on a beauty discovery that has Hollywood really excited. It's news that will thrill every girl because it proves that you can make your complexion wonderfully smoother, wonderfully fresher.
This important discovery is Skin Tonic Action in Lux Soap Care. Skin Tonic Action actually stimulates vital moisture within your skin. And science proves it's moisture within that makes your skin look really smooth. Lastingly smooth. Yes, it's moisture within that gives radiant freshness. Your skin must have natural moisture to look its loveliest, and that's just what Skin Tonic Action in Lux Soap Care gives your skin. It wakes vital moisture that helps dry even dry skin to softer, younger beauty.
Yet Lux Soap facials are so easy. You just cream in the rich lather, rinse warm, and splash cold. In a minute a day, Skin Tonic Action works wonders for new skin beauty.
Try Lux. Start Hollywood's own Lux Toilet Soap Facials tomorrow. You'll find life's lovely when you're Lux lovely. Romance. Bringing you unforgettable stories of love and romance. Tonight, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap present Hugh Cave's unusual love story, Murder Island.
The place was called Port Norton. It was down in the New Hebrides, skirting the Coral Sea. It's not exactly a lotus land. Not with the sweltering heat, the mosquitoes and the flies and the malaria you can smell. But after 5 years fighting Japs all over the Pacific, Port Norton didn't look so bad. Anyway, 3 more months and I'd be out of it, my apprenticeship over and a manager's post waiting me at some other plantation. That is, if I could put up with Matt Layton that long. Layton was the manager there, and he'd conned everybody into admiring and respecting him so much that even the town itself was generally thought of as his personal creation. Take old Quint, who ran the trade store.
A maker of miracles. Why, the plantation was dying when the company sent Matt Layton here.
Yeah, sure, Quint, sure.
Now, a fine new hospital. What I like best about the man, he's a real gentleman.
Look, Quint, when you get these supplies sorted out, Garua John will pick them up with a wagon.
He could be governor if he cared to. Mark my words.
Will you tell John to wait here for me? I'll ride out to the plantation with him.
Give Matt Layton my regards, Will.
Yeah, sure, Quint.
Did you hear the news, Mr. Cooper?
Nope.
New nurse coming to help run the hospital. Company sending her here from Port Morrisby.
That's fine.
She arrives on the ship tomorrow.
Okay. Say, John, you're around Layton a lot. How long's he been studying those maps I see him with most every night?
Long time, Mr. Cooper. Ever since Mr. Thorpe and Mr. Sawtell started coming out to the house every week.
Can't figure what they're up to.
Why, plantation land for the company, I suppose.
Company's got all the land it can manage.
You're my friend, Mr. Cooper. If I learn anything, I'll tell you.
Thanks, John. I'm curious, all right.
I'll let you off here at the house, Mr. Cooper.
Good.
Oh, oh.
Hold it there.
Yes, Mr. Layton?
They taught you to read as well as talk at the missionary school, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
Then why don't you?
But read what, Mr. Layton?
The sign. It says to keep your blasted wagons away from this house.
Now, wait a minute, Layton. I told him to drive up here.
The sign is for you, too, Cooper. Now, get that wagon away from here, John.
Yes, sir. Get there! Step.
You surprise me, Cooper.
In what way?
I didn't take you for a fool. Never mind. Oh, there'll be a guest for dinner tomorrow evening, Miss Ray.
Who is Miss Ray?
The new nurse.
Oh.
And I think you should know beforehand, Cooper, that Laurie Ray and I are old friends. We met when I served in Port Moresby before coming here. In fact, she's my fiancée.
Well, congratulations. So I think I'll go wash up now.
Oh, the ship is due in tomorrow. We're ready for it, I trust?
You know we are.
I like to be sure, Cooper.
Yeah.
And we'll dress for dinner tomorrow evening, Cooper.
I know. I will say that Matt Layton was a clever man. Only Garua John, the top native boy, and I knew the truth about him. Only we knew how little he really cared about the town or the plantation, and only we knew the vicious sadism that lay under the mask of this maker of miracles. I was curious to see what sort of woman would be the friend, the fiancée of this man. I found out next night. She was small, slim, and the most beautiful girl I'd ever seen. I don't know what I expected, but it wasn't this.
All day long, it seems I've heard nothing but what wonderful things you've done for Port Norton, Matt.
Oh, it's nothing, I assure you, Laurie, compared with what I'd like to do for the town.
It's splendid of you, man. Oh, look, you have a phonograph. May I play something?
Certainly, my dear.
Mr. Cooper, you haven't said two words all evening. Come and dance with me.
Well, I don't think I...
You do dance, Mr. Cooper.
Yeah, sure, but...
Come then. I shan't ask you twice.
She stepped into my arms all warm and lovely and soft, and I trembled like a fool. But we danced. It was exciting. Laurie was exciting. And I know I had no business thinking about her the way I was thinking. Layton must have been a mind reader.
Well, Matt, why did you stop it?
I'm sorry. That record, it makes me homesick. Do you mind if we don't play it?
Of course not, if it makes you unhappy.
Come then, let's have a glass of brandy instead, eh? There we are. And here's to you, my dear. I hope you'll enjoy Port Norton.
Thank you, Matt. But there's work to be done. I spent a few hours at the hospital today.
What, already?
Of course. And I noticed that too many of your workers are sicker than they should be when they reach the hospital for treatment. They need looking at here on the plantation, Matt.
All right. Well, that'll be your department, Cooper. Miss Ray will tell you what's to be done.
Good. We'll start by setting up a clinic here. Examining all the natives.
Well, that'll take a lot of time.
And it'll save lives and misery. You might as well begin tomorrow, don't you think?
That was the last time Laurie came to dinner. Layton was taking no chances. He saw her in town. But I managed to be with her at the plantation clinic often enough while Layton was in studying those maps of his. In spite of the heat, she worked hard, and I helped her where I could, but I didn't say much. Already I was in love with her. I even liked her temper.
Will, can you tell me why this man wasn't sent to the hospital long ago?
You'll have to ask Layton.
This is your department, isn't it?
I doctor them the best I can, but Layton has to give his permission before they can be sent for treatment.
So?
This boy was refused. Layton said he was shamming to get out of work.
Shamming? I've never seen such a case of hookworm. Send him to the hospital at once.
Without Layton's permission?
Hang his permission. Do as I say.
You know, you're quite a surprise to me, Laurie.
I'm sorry, Will. I didn't mean to shout at you.
No, that's all right. It's not that.
Oh? What is it, then?
Nothing. Forget it.
Will, don't you ever come to town? In the evening, I mean?
There's a company rule that forbids both Layton and me to be off the plantation at the same time.
Oh. I see.
I'll get this boy off the hospital now. Come along, Saki.
A lovely girl, Laurie. Don't you think, Cooper?
Yeah, sure. Say, there's a ship in tomorrow. I'd better get back to work.
Oh, there's plenty of time. You have all night, you know. I want to tell you about Laurie. You know where we got to last night, Cooper?
If you don't mind, Leighton, I got a lot of...
Oh, come on now, Cooper. A little vicarious pleasure won't do you any harm, huh? Let me describe it for you. We went for a walk along the beach. And then when we stopped to rest...
I'll be going now, Leighton. Good night. It happened the next night. As usual, I did all the work around the place, and it was hours after supper when I returned from my last trip to the pier. Sawtelle and Torp, the two who came to see Leighton every week, were with him at the veranda table, their maps spread out before them. Garua John saw me coming and started out to the veranda to put a plate, cup, and saucer at my usual place. I went to the kitchen and was washing up when I heard it.
You ignorant savage, what are you snooping around for? Get out of here!
John, what happened out there?
It's all right. But you're to eat here, Mr. Cooper.
Here? What do you mean?
Mr. Leighton says you're to eat in the kitchen. I think he doesn't want anybody near those maps.
Why, that insane. Oh. John. John, are you hurt?
My head.
Leighton did this, huh?
He hit me with your plate. Made me dizzy. I'm all right now.
Look, you get one of the boys to drive you into the hospital. Have him take a look at you. Go on now. No nonsense.
All right, Mr. Cooper. I'll go.
I'll be in tomorrow. If you're okay, I'll bring you back then.
Good night, Mr. Cooper.
Oh, John. John, get out here. Do you hear me?
John isn't here, Leighton.
Well, where is he?
I sent him into the hospital.
You say? Oh. Uh-huh. So you're running things now, are you? All right, Cooper, since you've sent the boy away, we'll have you serve us. Bring whiskey for the gentleman and a glass of gin for me.
Is that all?
For now, yes. And step lively. That's right. You're doing fine, Cooper.
The gin was yours, wasn't it, Leighton?
Yes.
Here it is.
Hey, what?
I think that does it, Cooper.
You're right.
All right, here now, Mr. Cooper.
All right, Torp, you and Sawtelle, you want it next.
I'll take it easy, Mr. Cooper.
There'll be trouble enough as it is.
And shut up and bring him around. Gee, I'm leaving. I went to my room, stuffed some things into a duffel bag, and walked out into the night. Later, in a room at the Port Norton Hotel, I took stock. I had little money, but no job and no prospects. I checked off the list of possibilities. Gold, turtle shell, pearls, timber. I arrived at zero. Finally, I realized that all I was good for was coconuts. So next day, I made inquiries and finally came to see one Peter Dobler. A man with a fondness for whiskey and 30-odd years in the islands.
Ah, London's where you find it, my boy, and corporate production requires no company blessing.
But where do I find an island with coconuts?
I never did like Matt Leighton. Too much the gentleman for comfort. I'll have a spot more of that whiskey, if you don't mind.
Help yourself.
Yeah. Ah, oh, there's such a place as you seek, my boy. Name of it slips my mind, though. It's a devilish forsaken spot. You'd be the only white and a real prize for the meanest natives in creation. But you'll find coconuts there for the taking.
Where is this island, Mr. Dublin?
You're acquainted with Leighton's boy, Gurova John.
Of course.
He's from those parts.
Yes, but how...
Now, I've got a map in my room. We'll fetch it after we've emptied this bottle. Now, I'll mark the area roughly and tell you what the island looks like. John will recognize it. Now, I'll have a little more of that whiskey, if you don't mind.
Will. I can't stop now, but I want to talk to you. I heard about last night, Will. Please wait, I won't be long.
What did you hear, Laurie?
Well, Matt was in. He told me all about it.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yes. But maybe I can fix it up with him.
Laurie, did Leighton tell you what happened to Garua John?
He fell, hit his head. But I can't talk now.
Where is he?
That door there, two down. Wait for me there, Will.
Hello, John.
Mr. Cooper.
How do you feel?
I'm all right, but Miss Ray won't let me go yet.
Going back to the plantation, John?
No, Mr. Cooper, I'm not.
What are you going to do then?
I don't know. I'll find something.
Say, look, how would you like to take a trip with me?
Take a trip?
Sure. I'm going to buy a boat, and you and I'll sail it into the Coral Sea. I'll explain the whole deal to you on the way. How about it?
You're my friend, Mr. Cooper. I'll go.
Look me up at the hotel when you get out of here. I'll find a boat meanwhile. Oh, if Miss Ray wants to know where I am, don't tell her.
Now a summertime tip from Hollywood.
These hot summer days, Hollywood stars have a trick for looking cool, keeping bandbox fresh. They're devoted to daily beauty baths with fragrant white Lux toilet soap. Yes, Hollywood stars know that a refreshing Lux bath is the quickest beauty pickup ever. You know, Lux Care has skin tonic action that gives you smoother shoulders, smoother arms. So important with summer's bare fashions. So girls, make your daily bath a real beauty bath. Let the skin tonic action of Lux Care help you keep your shoulders lovely for your summer play clothes.
And the big bath size Lux gives such luxurious, abundant lather. No wonder a Lux bath is Hollywood's favorite beauty pickup.
The fresh, flower-like fragrance of Lux is delightful, too. The fragrance really clings, makes you sure of daintiness.
Tomorrow, get the big bath size Lux. Just one cake of Lux toilet soap can bring new beauty to you. Yes, be Lux lovely. Be lovable. 9 out of 10 screen stars are Lux girls. And now for the second act of Murder Island, as we return to romance.
The boat I bought wasn't much, but neither was the price I paid. I worked on it for a week, and then with Guru Ajana's crew, I said goodbye to Port Norton and sailed into the Coral Sea. 3 days later, we found the island described by old Dobler and anchored in a tiny cove. The place was thick with sago palms, and there was enough fruit, wild taro, and yams to feed us forever. A few hundred yards above the cove, we found a location for a house.
Only one problem with this island, Mr. Cooper.
What's that, John?
There aren't any bush fellows here, but they sometimes come from other islands to stock up on coconut and sago.
Well, let them. There's plenty for everybody.
They're headhunters, Mr. Cooper.
We'll face that problem when we come to it.
Just thought I'd mention it.
When we get the house finished, we'll harvest a crop of coconut to show the government our honest intentions and then make an application for a lease.
It'll take time, and it's going to be lonely here, Mr. Cooper.
Lonely? I certainly hope so.
Later, though, you can go back to Port Norton for a visit.
No, I'm through with Port Norton.
But maybe you'd like to see Miss Ray sometime.
Oh.
You like her, right?
Okay, John, since you're so clever, I'll tell you. Yes, I like Laurie Ray much more than I should. And I'm blaming myself now for not having made her see what kind of a man Leighton is. She wouldn't have believed me, of course, but I could have tried.
Yes.
Let's get to work. Come on.
Sure, Mr. Cooper.
It took a month to get the house up, and it was hard work. But we did it, and we're about to start collecting our first coconuts. And then everything suddenly fell apart. John had gone exploring early one morning, and I was sitting on the veranda having a cup of coffee when I heard somebody coming up the trail from the beach. Before I could move, the last 3 men in the world I wanted to see marched into the clearing. Then they saw the house and stopped, dumbfounded. That's right, Leighton, and you're trespassing on my plantation, so state your business and make it brief.
Trespassing? You've got us wrong, Cooper. We don't mean to trespass. We want water, that's all.
You passed the spring on your way here.
Oh, true, but we thought we'd do a bit of exploring. I've no designs on your island, Cooper, if that's what you're thinking.
Wouldn't do you any good if you had.
In fact, I'll be quitting New Guinea for good when my honeymoon is over.
Your honeymoon?
That's right. Laurie's aboard ship. We were married day before yesterday. We'll have her ashore presently. But first, show us what you're up to, huh?
It's the Laurie marriage.
Of course. Oh, Cooper, you've done yourself proud. It's a fine house. How'd you manage?
Why don't you clear out, Layton?
Always said you were a man who looks to the future, Cooper, yes. But your future isn't on this island.
No, Layton!
That's too bad, Cooper. We'll dispose of you later in the sea and burn your house. I want no tales told by some wandering trader. Give me that map, Sawtell.
Here it is, Matt.
This is what we came for. We'd best be at it.
Yeah, let's find it and get out of here.
Oh, wait a minute. Cooper's not dead yet. I think I'd enjoy telling him what he missed.
Look, Matt, we haven't time.
Cooper, Mr. Sawtell here had a partner before the war, a gold hunter named Clark. Seems came out of the mountains with a fortune in gold just before the Japs reached Port Norton.
Come on, Matt,
you
let's
shut up.
Go.
Well, Clark escaped, and he hid his gold on an island. And later, just before he died of fever, he wrote Mr. Sawtell a letter. He described the island and told where the gold was hidden, but he quite forgot to say where the island was.
Ah, this is foolish.
Now, do you understand my interest in maps, Cooper? I've gone nearly blind trying to find an island to match Clark's description. But this is it. Goodbye, Cooper. All right, gentlemen, let's go.
Well, Matt, this man's not dead. Perhaps
he's dead enough. Come along.
Mr. Cooper, are you...
He didn't kill me, John. I played possum. My arm's bleeding a bit, though.
I heard the shot and ran back, waited in the bush on the ocean side. And Mr. Cooper...
Here, help me up. That's better.
Mr. Cooper, we're in real trouble. There are 3 war canoes in the ocean. They'll be here in half an hour.
War canoes? You sure?
Mr. Layton's schooner is anchored in the cove. They're headed right for it.
Laurie. They left Laurie aboard. Come on. We made it to the beach and shoved Layton's dinghy into the sea. The 3 native canoes, bristling with war spears, were coming on fast just beyond the schooner. Because of my wound, John had to row alone, but we finally got alongside and clambered up the ladder. There was no sign of Laurie. Maybe Layton was lying after all. But the canoes were almost on us, and we had to get the schooner out of there.
I'll get the anchor up, Mr. Cooper.
All right, and then take the wheel. I'll go below and work on the engine. Hurry, man. Come on. John, are you all right?
We're underway, Mr. Cooper. They can't catch us.
Well, keep the wheel. I'm going to look for Laurie. Wait till I get this hatch up. I worked the hatch open and an oven blast of stale air from the hold hit me in the face.
Will.
Down below stood Laurie, her face so pale and drawn I scarcely recognized. I threw the ladder in and she slowly climbed out. Instinctively, I supported her with my good arm and she seemed content with it while she breathed in the fresh sea air. I didn't ask her anything, but after a moment we sat down on the deck and I explained in detail how I came to be there.
Where are we bound for now, Will?
We'll just cruise about offshore. The savages have landed on the island, but I don't see how we can help your husband.
My husband?
Matt Layton.
Whatever makes you think Matt is my husband, Will?
Told me. Said you're on your honeymoon.
Is that what he called it?
I don't understand, Laurie.
Oh, Will, you couldn't think I'd marry Matt Layton.
You were his fiancée when I left Port Norton.
He told you that, too?
Isn't that why you came there?
I came to Port Norton because the company sent me.
He described your evenings together rather vividly.
I never went out alone with him, Will. Never once.
Is this true?
Would you rather believe him?
I'm confused, that's all.
Will, listen to me. The day before yesterday, Matt sent word that someone was ill on the schooner. I went down to the pier and found only Matt and the other 2. Matt was horribly drunk. He threw me into the cabin and locked it. And when he let me out yesterday, we were at sea.
Gone.
Then he tried to excuse himself. He showed me the map and the letter and offered me a share in it.
And why'd he lock you in the hold when they went ashore?
The other 2 insisted on it. And Matt was so eager to find that gold, he didn't seem to care about anything else.
Laurie, I've been a fool.
Things got mixed up, Will. That's all.
I don't know why, but I never believed Leighton about anything but you.
I was the one who asked you to dance that first night. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. Laurie.
Come on. I gotta bandage that wound of yours.
That night, Garua, John, and I took turns at the wheel, cruising back and forth, waiting for dawn. During my watch, Laurie sat near me, and we talked the way two people do the first time, remembering everything. When John spelled me off, Laurie went to sleep in the cabin, and I stretched out on deck. The sun was up when John roused me.
Mr. Cooper. Mr. Cooper. We can go ashore now.
John. What do you mean, go ashore?
The canoe was left just after dawn.
Oh, I wonder what happened to Leighton and his pals.
It was late when the canoes left. I could make out three poles they were carrying.
Poles? What do you mean?
Each pole had a dark thing stuck on top of it.
Yeah?
They were headhunters, Mr. Cooper.
All right, let's go ashore. The least we can do is give them a burial. I'll take her in, John.
All right, Mr. Cooper. I'll go fix some breakfast.
Good morning, John.
Morning, Nick.
Good morning, Will. How's your arm?
I'll be all right, Laurie. But I'm afraid the others are sure there.
How do you know?
Garua John saw the canoes leave. They had some...
They were headhunters, weren't they?
Yeah.
I see. Will.
What, Laurie?
I'm not a coward, but I don't think I want to live here.
Well, Laurie, we find that letter and the map and live anywhere you like.
Me?
No, Laurie. Not just you. Come here. I'll tell you all about it.
Don't tell me, Will. Show me. There goes another run. Another pair of nylons gone.
Don't let gritty granules wear out your stockings in the wash. You can feel the sharpness of granulated detergents when you rub your fingers over them. No wonder gritty granules that don't dissolve can actually ruin sheer nylon threads. But gentle Lux Flakes is safe for stockings. Sheer magic. Lux has no sharp, gritty granules. Every Lux Flake is soft, smooth, sheer. It melts quickly and completely into a silky, cleansing foam. Each gentle washing in safe Lux Flakes has a special action that keeps nylon threads strong as new. Washing after washing gives stockings double wear. Why, it's like getting an extra pair with every pair you buy. In fact, over 90% of stocking manufacturers recommend safe Lux Flakes. So wake up to Lux Flakes stocking care. It puts extra wear into every pair. Remember, safe Lux Flakes is guaranteed by Lever Brothers. Romance is produced and directed by Norman MacDonald and brings you the greatest love stories of today and yesterday. Tonight you have heard Murder Island by Hugh Cave, starring Harry Bartell with Gene Bates. Featured in the cast were Roy Glenn with John Daner, Ben Wright, Maurice Reno, and Larry Dobkin. Editorial supervision is by John Meston. Musical supervision by Earl Towner. Next week, Lux Toilet Soap, the complexion care that can give you refreshing, lasting new beauty, will bring you another story for your entertainment, as John C. Fleming and Lois Eby told it in their unusual romance, The Glass Wall. The Lux Hour of Romance and Mystery will continue in just a moment with Broadway's My Beat and the story of violence thrown against a great city by a river at night. But first, a brief pause for station identification. This is the CBS Radio Network.